We're talking wellness at Memorial Care Health System. It's time for Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello there. Welcome to our show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today our guest is Dr. Jay Lee, a board-certified family medicine physician at Memorial Care Medical Group's primary care office in Long Beach, California. Prior to joining Memorial Care Medical Group, he worked at community health centers in Southern California and Boston, where he earned a master's in public health at Harvard University. Today, we'll be talking to Dr. Lee about the patient-centered medical home. Welcome, Dr. Lee.
Hello, Deborah.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Let's start right off with the question, what is the patient-centered medical home?
Well, the first thing I should mention is that the patient-centered medical home is not a physical home where we put patients.
Mm-hmm.
It is rather a philosophy in how to deliver care, and I think the key part of this is the patient-centered aspect. When we use the word home, it's really more to describe the feeling that one would get when they come home. When you come to an office, you want to feel like the members of the office are part of your family.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that was originally conceptualized by the pediatric community regarding complex pediatric patients. And in the last 10 years, we've really seen a resurgence of this concept in healthcare as applied to primary care as a means of helping to deliver very personalized care for patients in a very integrated and coordinated fashion.
It sure beats the old days where you were just scared to death to go to the doctor because it was so imposing.
Right, right. And I think, I have to give a lot of credit to the healthcare industry. We've taken cues from other parts of the world, such as the hotel industry, around how to mm-hmm. make the doctor's office feel a lot more welcoming and a mm-hmm. lot more human.
Especially for kids, I would imagine.
Correct, correct. I think at many of our offices, we do have our parts of the front office and waiting area, specifically designed to feel more like a place where the kids can come and play, and there are toys and other materials for kids to take part in.
Great. Well, some are the other components or principles of the PCMH model are very interesting. Maybe you could get into that a little bit.
Sure. I think the best analogy I can think of is the sort of the prototypical primary care doctor, Marcus Welby. And, there are a lot of positive things about him. He spent a lot of time with patients. He knew their stories. He would go out to their homes. This is the sort of classic view of what a primary care physician does. And so those elements are still there. And today we call that trying to achieve the triple aim. It's looking at how do we enhance the patient experience in the office, and not just in the office, but in terms of the overall care that they're receiving. The other aspect of it is providing value, so that we're not just doing things for sake of doing things, but that we're doing them because they're important to you as a patient. They're important to your health as a patient,
mm-hmm.
And that they're just things that we're doing sort of because they're there. And then I think the final piece of that is looking at not just you as an individual, but also as a medical group and a health system. How are we going to affect the population around us? How do we get at being able to do that? And part of that is leveraging the technology that we have now in terms of the being all on the same electronic medical record platform.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of data there that we can look at and utilize for the betterment of people's health. And then the other aspect of it is enhancing communication and efficiency in the office so that, when you've had a test done, I don't have to spend, or my staff doesn't need to spend 20 minutes hunting it down, that it's
right.
easily accessible, that you don't have to repeat or regurgitate everything that a specialist said to you because that information is right at my fingertips.
Love it. It's a win-win for everybody. And what are some of the patient benefits of the patient-centered medical home?
Right. So I think at the very sort of basic level, I think patients will begin to notice that people are a lot more focused on, I don't know, being friendly and knowing knowing your name and really knowing who you are. And it's not that healthcare is not just a series of transactions, that this is really about the relationship. And the relationship is not just with your doctor, but it's with the team that's supporting the doctor to provide care. And ultimately, really, it's about sort of that it's not just that individual doctor in office, but really it can be a medical group and a health system that are really focused on wanting to provide you and your family and your community great top-notch care.
You know, I'm thinking of the person who is so scared to go to the doctor that the blood pressure even goes up. I mean, it really is a physical manifestation.
Correct. There is something that we call white coat hypertension or white coat high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of the goal here is to make the office experience feel a lot less intimidating. The other thing that's great about PCMH is that, you know, if you don't need to be in the office, that's fine. There are things that we can do, like secure messaging and kind of virtual medicine, if you will, that can allow patients to get access to the doctor and the team without actually having to physically be here in the office. And I have a growing number of patients who utilize that service as a way of keeping in touch with me, updating me on things that are going on with them in terms of their goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, questions like, hey, should I come into the office for this, or do you think this is something that's just going to go away? And it's not just me responding. It's my nurse. It's my front office. It can be the authorizations folks, the refill folks. It's a way of creating more touch points with the patient, if you will, without having to, you know, sacrifice half a day to come into the doctor's office to be seen.
And not only half a day, but I focus on the elderly. It is so difficult for some of them to find a ride, to get into, to physically get into a car, to come into an office just to get their blood check. You know, it's just so wonderful that there are options now.
Yeah, and I got to say, I am very impressed with the 65 and older crowd. They have really embraced the use of technology. A good percentage of the patients who do email me are above 65. And in fact, the one who impressed me the most was an 89-year-old gentleman who had just moved here. And right away, he got signed up and he emailed me, and it was or secure messaged me. And it's been a great way for us to get to know each other better, actually.
That is awesome. If he could coach his friends, right?
Exactly.
Oh, my. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Lee. It's a great day to be a doctor and a patient, right?
I agree. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, challenges and uncertainty with all the changes that are happening in healthcare. But, you know, rest assured, the doctors here at Memorial Care are really focused on wanting to enhance the care that we provide for our patients.
Well, you've been a wonderful guest, and makes me want to go to the doctor's office.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you, Deborah.
Thanks so much for being on the program today to talk to us about the patient-centered medical home. It's a wonderful thing for all. To listen to the podcast or for more information, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have yourself a fantastic day. And don't forget to visit the doctor at least once a year.